so you want it to be there. That's one legend. There's a second legend that he was being taken to burial in the land of Israel, not necessarily in Tiberias, but that his funeral cortege was attacked by Bedouin Arabs, and the camel or the animal that that his body was strapped to ran away, and it ran to Tiberias, where it was found by Jews who buried him there. That's a second legend. There's a third legend. Again, the great thing about legends, I've told you many times, legends are not necessarily true, but they characterize the person. When you hear what type of legends are said about the person, so you know what kind of person, right? The legends about Jesse James are different than the legends about the Chofetz Chaim. And the third legend was, therefore, that he was being brought for burial in the land of Israel, and that the funeral cortege was surrounded by Bedouins who wanted a ransom, but that they saw a vision or some apparition that so frightened them that they realized that this was the body of a holy man, and they, instead of being attackers and robbers, participated as being the defenders of the cortege and accompanied it to its burial place in Tiberias. Be the legends what they may, but there is the superhuman quality that the Jewish people ascribe to the Rambam. And there's a beautiful park now that's around the alleged spot of his grave there in Tiberias. And that area has many great Tanoim, Amoroim, Jewish scholars buried there. And the epitaph on his grave, which remained the motto for the Rambam, was Mimoshe Ad Moshe Lokom Kemoshe. That from our teacher Moses until the Rambam, there was no one that equaled Moshe, that came to the level of the Rambam. So great was his influence, and so strong was his personality, and so accepted were his works among the Jewish people. But the Rambam marks, as I told you, the beginning of the end of the Golden Age in Spain. We'll see in the next lecture the beginning of the Reconquest, the Christian influence in Spain, the beginnings of persecution. For the next 200 years, the Jewish community in Spain will go downhill until finally it is exiled and destroyed.